All right, out for the Glacier Bears. They'll be going to our left to start with. Hayward is out there. She'll be jumping against Haley Swinton. Swinton's up there. She steps in. Official steps in. All right, Region 5 basketball. Here we go. Official steps in. Taps up. It's going to be controlled by the Mischiefs. And they come down. Johnson has it. Johnson keeps track of things here as she brings the ball down. Doesn't go any side, comes back to the right-hand side. Looking inside, nothing going, however, as Nelson comes back out. Yelanimi, long three, and she gets a... So Marissa Yelanimi gets on the board first. A little pressure by the Mischiefs there. Swinton's on the dribble, comes around, left-hand side. Still not across the half-court line. Alley-oops inside, and over the hands of Cowart, and out of bounds. 7:34 to go, just beginning first court action here. We know Yelanimi likes to shoot those threes, and she fired one up right away here. All right, coming back down the court now. Goes right-hand side. Nothing going over to Nelson. She fires up a three, and she gets a three to go. So coming out firing are the Mischiefs. Swinton on the right-hand side comes down, stops, looks, nothing going. Good defense by the Mischiefs there. Out to Gross, over to Stegen, back out to Swinton. She'll take the dribble out at the top. Nothing going, however. She calls out Deegan. Now they'll switch positions here. Looks like maybe the Chiefs are going to stay in a 2-3 zone defense. Right now as they come around, kicks the ball back out to Larson, takes a dribble down the right-hand side, back to Swinton, stops, fires the ball back inside to Gross. Going to be a foul. They tried to go inside. It's going to be on Hayward. She picks up the first one. Autumn got good position down low, had a hard time getting around, and Hayward just wasn't able to get there. Glacier Bears set up on the right-hand side. Looking, 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 going into Cowart. She's got the ball, kicks it back out to Stegen, takes one dribble back to Swinton, stops. Three-pointer on the way off the front of the glass. No rebound, comes back down in the hands of number 11. That's Jane, and she'll bring the ball up for the Mischiefs. Goes right-hand side, nothing going, however, as they go to Nelson, back to Jane. Glacier Bears dropping back a bit as they extend their 2-3 zone out just a ways. Looks like Hayward down low, spin move. She likes that shot up, off the glass, no rebound down to Larson for the Glacier Bears. Swinton goes down the right-hand side. She quite often goes on that right-hand side, very seldom comes to the left. Back to Swinton, stops. Two-pointer on the way, off the back of the iron, no rebound down to Cowart. Spins around, puts up the shot up, and in. So Destiny gets the first 2 points for the Glacier Bears. 6-2 is the score. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter play. Right-hand side to Nelson. Long cross-court pass to Yelanimi. Knocked away by Cowart. Cowart's on the dribble. Keeps it going. Stops. Swap. Puts up the shot. Bit short, however. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Stegen, and she's fouled off of that rebound. There's two gals there. We'll see who the foul is going to be. 1-0. Katrina Johnson. That is her first personal. Deegan at the free throw line. First chance from the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. Oh, rolls off to the side. Doesn't go, however. She misses her first chance, but she'll get a second. Deegan with the basketball, looking. Shots on its way. Looks good, is. So Deegan picks up her first point of the evening. 6-3 is the score. Glacier Bears down by three. Mischiefs have the basketball. Out to the top is Nelson with the dribble. She goes right-hand side. James over to Yelanimi, three-pointer on the way. No, rebound comes back down to Cowart for the Glacier Bears. Into the hands of Swinton on the dribble. A little bit of pressure being applied, but Swinton will go the left-handed dribble. Now reverses back right. Keeps the ball, wants to go to that baseline. Stop, jumper in about six. Going to be a little bit short. Now looks like maybe Autumn Gross is going to be over the back this time. It is going to be Autumn that he picks up the foul. Good position that time by the Mischiefs. Autumn just went over the back. Looks like Autumn's going to take a seat, and coming off the bench will be Krager for the Glacier Bears. Still 6-3 score, 5:22 to go here in the first quarter of play. James out at the top, left-hand side to Yelanimi, back to James. Reverse it back, stolen away by Larson. As she anticipated the pass, she's on the left-handed dribble, stops. Now she's going to be called for the travel. Had a good opportunity there, just couldn't get it to go, dribbling with that left hand. Girls anticipate that pass, the Mischiefs do kind of be a little bit lazy out there on that point pass, so the girls were able to steal it away sometimes. They can just take advantage. They outside to Jones. Back inside to, oh, nice pass that time by Hayward as they went inside to Johnson, and Hayward got the two-pointer out of it. Cross bound to Larson. Larson's the top. goes all the way around, gets across the half-court line, alley-oops inside to Jordan Stegen, who traveled, but they didn't call it, and got the shot to go, so Stegen picks up the first two. Shuffled her feet a bit there, but the official didn't call it. 8-5 the score. Glacier Bears down by three. 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. They go to Nelson, right-hand side, looking for Johnson coming across the lane. Now Hayward comes across. Back out to Jane. She looks up at the hoop. Alley-oop inside to Hayward. Spin move. Stop. Kicks the ball back across. Rolls around. Comes down to Traeger and goes out of bounds. I think the ball is going to go back to the Mischiefs under their basket. Looks like 33. Studstill comes into the ball game. And Nelson's going to come out real quick. Johnson will inbound the ball left-hand side for the Mischiefs. Looking. Now she gets the ball back to Yelenimi. Good defense. They got a hand up that time. She wasn't able to get that three-pointer from the baseline. Jane's out at the top. Goes left-hand side. Alley-oop inside. No. They had Johnson down low. Didn't see her, however. Now they come and they get it across. Tapped away nicely, though, by Cowart, but back into the hands of the Mischiefs. That still comes out the right-hand side. Reeves looks inside. Nothing going here. Now comes the left-hand side to Yelenimi, who loses the ball. Still nobody in there. We're going to be tied up on the court here. Alternating position. Basketball is going to go to the Glacier Bears on that. 3:49 to go here in this first quarter of play. Met leads by three. Left-hand side to Swinton on the dribble at the top. Reverses it back. Kicks it, stop way out. We're way beyond the three-point arc, but she's going to fire it up anyway. Going to be sure it's going to come down and go out of bounds. It's going to be touched by, nope, it's going to go to the Mischiefs. 14, Guthrie Buxton coming off the bench. James is going to take a quick seat here. 3:39 to go here in the first quarter. Guthrie Buxton out at the top. 2-3 zone defense. Stops. Goes right-hand side. Oh, almost stolen away by Larson. They try to alley-oop inside. Knocked away. Cowart comes away with it for the Glacier Bears. And Swinton's on the left-handed dribble down the side. Reverses back. Stops. Puts up the shot from inside the three-point arc. Missed the basket altogether. Ball rattles around. Who comes up with it? Hayward does. Alley-oops to Studstill. Studstill goes down. Stops. Kicks the ball to Yelenimi. Puts it up and in. To give a go that time, drew the defense to her, bounce pass, and Yelenimi got the easy bucket. Long down court pass to Traeger. Pushes Guthrie Buxton, put some pressure on. Now there's going to be a foul. I think it's going to be on Stud still. We got a Stud coming off the bench for the Mischiefs. Foul is going to be on 3-3. So that'll be her first personal foul. One team foul on the Glacier Bears, three team fouls on the Chiefs. Coming across, Swinton look. Brittany Bradford checked into the ball game there, goes to Stegen out at the top, all the way around to Swinton. Looks up at the hoop, nothing going. Had Cowart down low, wasn't able to get her the ball, however. They come back out to Stegen, way beyond the three-point arc. She's given up her dribble, it goes right-hand side. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. Back to Stegen. 5-point lead by the Mischiefs. Over to Bradford on the way, a little bit too hard off the glass. Fight for it underneath, and we're going to be tied up here. It's like Stegen and Guthrie Buxton are going to tie it up. This time the ball goes to the Glacier Bears. Mischiefs far side of the court. Glacier Bears hustle back. They set up their defense, 2-3. On the dribble, comes back out to the side. They go to Nelson, back over. Looks like Gross will check back in. They go back inside to Hayward. Stops, puts up the shot for about six. Rebound, no. Comes down to Traeger. She reverses it back, knocked away. Is Yelenimi going to come? No. Swinton beats her to it. Now they back to Swinton. On the dribble, she'll get it across the half-court line. Stop, three-pointer on the way. In and out, no. Rebound fought for. Traeger comes up with it, and she's going to be tied up on the jump. They went up hard foot, was tied up, and Autumn Gross will check into the ball game. Looks like Cowart will take a quick seat. Glacier Bears are going to have the basketball. Bradford on the right-hand side. Glacier Bears set up on the left. They all move across to the right. Nothing going. Swinging down low, looking. Gets it into Traeger. They go over to Stegen on the outside. Goes back to Swinton. She looks up at the hoop, changes her mind, gives up her dribble, goes back to Bradford, right-hand side. Looking inside for Traeger, can't do anything with it. 1:55 to go. Swinton drives down, puts up the shot. Going to be a foul. If it is, it will be the second foul on Hayward. Very important foul for the Glacier Bears to get her into foul trouble. And she definitely is going to come out of the basketball game. Looks like Studstill will come back in. Swinton at the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. This is on its way and good. So Katie picks up one from the free throw line. That's her first point. Cowart comes off the bench for the Glacier Bears also. And Stegan will come out of the basketball game for the Glacier Bears. Swinton back at the free throw line. Bounces a couple more times. 10-6 is the score. This one's on the way. Looks a little short, but rolls over the front of the rim and drops in. So Glacier Bears have cut it to just a three-point lead by the Mischiefs now. 1:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. They go left-hand side to Yelenimi. Three's on the way up the back. Rebound down to Gross. She looks around. Now she finds Swinton, goes to the right-hand side. Glacier Bears can either tie it or just be down by one. Back to Swinton. Over to Cowart. She stops. Back to Swinton at the top. 1:30 to go here in this first quarter of play. Swinton takes the dribble, goes back to Bradford, way beyond the three-point arc. Nothing going as they come across. Yelenimi makes the steal. She's on the dribble. Krager hustles down, though. Yelenimi keeps going, stops, forces up the shot. Rebound, fought for underneath, and it goes out of bounds here. Let's see. It looks like it's going to be Mischiefs basketball. James is coming off the bench for the Mischiefs, and Guthrie Buxton will come out of the ballgame. Mischiefs set it up. Johnson does. Looking, she's got the ball. Yelenimi breaks out. Alley-oop all the way across the stud still. She puts up the shot. Partially checked by Bradford and ends up in the hands of Gross. She gets the ball quick out to the Glacier Bears, and they're down the court. Swinton with the dribble to the right-hand side. Stops, gives up her dribble, looks inside, can't find anybody, goes to Krager. 58 seconds to go here in this first quarter of play. Back to Bradford. She wants to go down low to Cowart. Now does. Cowart turns, puts up the shot from about six, a bit short. Gross comes down with it. She gets her own rebound back, partially checked on it. James comes away with the rebound. 42 seconds to go here in this first quarter of play. 10-7. Goes left-hand side to Nelson. Long cross-court pass to James. Shot on the way. Rebound comes back down to Cowart for the Glacier Bears. Gets it off to Swinton. Plenty of time to get this last shot off. Swinton's out at the top with the dribble. Goes left. Still with the dribble. Looks for Gross down low. Knocked away by Studstill. She comes away with it. Gets the ball back and hits Nelson in the foot. Back into Glacier Bears' hands. And now looks like James is going to be called for the foul here. Ball was everywhere. Girls were grabbing for it. Yeah, it is going to be on her. That'll be her first personal foul. Fifth team foul on the Metlakatla Mischiefs. So if the Glacier Bears can get him into foul trouble and go to the free throw line, it'll definitely make an advantage. Haynes only has one team foul. Bradford with the basketball right in front of the Mischiefs bench. Goes inside to Swinton. Swinton takes a couple of dribbles out at the top, calls out the play. 9 seconds to go. She comes around, reverses it back again. Stops, puts up the shot, partially checked by James. Ball ends up in the hands of Johnson. I don't think she's going to get the shot off. And, boy, it was close, but it didn't quite go. So we're going to end this first quarter of play with the Metlakatla Mischiefs coming away with 10 points and the Haynes Glacier Bears finishing it with seven.